I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Joining us on the line, the very, very wonderful Rachel Colisi. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. So you formed the Colisi Foundation, and I believe that you are starting to do the most amazing work. Can you tell us what the focus is?
Well, it's so funny because people ask, like, what is the focus of the foundation? And we're like, basically everything.
All right.
I mean, pretty much where there's a need, we're just trying to work. We're like, you know what, if we have the means to make a change in someone's life, no matter what that kind of looks like, we want to be a part of that. So, I mean, we started off with PPE, obviously, during the COVID time, and then we moved into food security. And, you know, we got tagged pretty recently. We got tagged probably like hundreds of times about Brian. So Brian was the young man who was shot in the head when he was 3 years old. And we'll be releasing that project, but we completely redid the house. Like
so varied from PPE to home decor.
No, it's so funny. And there's someone else that I've been helping in the Somerset West area named Grace, who really assists women who are survivors of gender-based violence children. So we're assisting her as well. So there's so much that we're doing, but I just think, you know, the more we're out there, and people always ask, they're like, oh, what's been the most rewarding thing of working? And I'm just like, well, nothing. You just realize like what a great need there is all over again. So it's sometimes a little bit overwhelming.
I was just going to say, because that was the exact word I was going to ask you. Isn't it overwhelming? Because the need in South Africa is, it's relentless. So, and nobody has the ability, and no foundation has the ability to obviously help absolutely everybody. But that means that you need to be quite, resilient and clear about if a project touches you and that's what you want to do, then that's what you're going to do. And you can focus on that as a positive, but not on all the stuff you can't do.
Yeah. I mean, totally. But like, there's a lot of organizations doing a lot of work.
Absolutely.
I just think like our slogan is, remember the one by one. And if someone's got an issue, we want to help no matter what that looks like.
I love that.
I love that. Where did this whole vision start? Did it start now in March when you established the foundation, or was it a thing that you thought about before?
So, so we kind of had the conversation before the World Cup because, I was kind of discussing with Sia. I was like, what do you want your legacy to be? Because, you know, you can get caught up after winning a World Cup and kind of just, you know, run on a high for ages. But honestly, that high only lasts for so long. And there's so much that you can do with that because people, all eyes are on you, you know. So there's so much that you can do with that. And I think to just kind of squander it is almost like a waste. So, I just spoke to Sia and we just said, like, that's not what we wanted our legacy to be. We wanted it to be like what he kind of does off the field. And so the foundation was established. And I mean, when we started it, when we launched it, we didn't even have a website or a logo or anything, but we wanted to help with what was going on during COVID.
It's so interesting because the Rugby World Cup with Sia as captain was never just about rugby. Whereas in the past, obviously, the other World Cup games maybe as well, it kind of transforms a country and unites a country. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we have seen, this type of, imagery and this type of positivity for so many years. And somehow, you two as a couple managed to capture, I think, the essence of what South Africans are and the goodness in South Africa. And that's why I really am so thrilled by about what you're saying, that you've taken, you're not just leaving it where it was, but saying, well, what does that legacy become? Because there's so much so much potential here that's enormous.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if all South Africans feel the same at this stage, you know, after Sia kind of speaking out about Black Lives Matter. I think that, there's a lot that South Africa needs to tackle. There's a lot of conversation that needs to be had around, a number of different issues in South Africa. But, you know what? At the end of the day, our heart is for South Africa. If it wasn't, Sia would be playing overseas already.
Absolutely.
But our heart is for South Africa. We want to build South Africa. It's not to break anyone or count anybody out. It's honestly to build. And trying to get that messaging across is really difficult. It's really difficult to try and make everybody understand like what you're trying to say, especially just by one video or a couple of posts and stuff. So, you know, we just decided that the best way we can do that is just by action and what we do.
Yeah, I was just going to say just do rather than, because we see that everybody is waiting with anything that you say or anything that you put out there. There's a certain element that is going to be looking for the negative in it. But most people, I believe that most people don't. I believe in the goodness of South Africans and the goodness of the hearts of all South Africans. Yeah. I do believe that we all want the same thing.
So and talking about action and building South Africa, you've been quite involved in the space of empowering women. Tell us more about your other project, Rise.
Sorry, was that about Rise?
Yes.
So Rise has just been the most incredible, most incredible organization that was really created out of a space of desperation. So as a woman, I have been going through a lot, and my partner, Tammy Rostron, had also been going through a lot. And a lot of women just kind of asked, like, how are you managing with four kids, like a traveling husband and managing a business and they just wanted to join on the journey. So we wanted to make the journey kind of accessible to women and help women live more purposeful lives through health and fitness. And it's been honestly a saving grace in so many different ways. It's definitely kept me nice and busy, which is amazing. But it's just been so incredible to see so many women impacted and really just join the journey and find their own purposes. It's just been the most rewarding thing.
So what is it? Do you hold a workshop for Rise throughout the country?
So basically, that was what we were doing. We were on our 22nd event when the shutdown happened, and we've had to cancel. I think it was we had 5 events set up, and it's just events that we went all around wherever somebody asked, and they said like, "Hey, me and 10 friends," we were like, "Cool, let's go," and. We had our birthday events coming up for like 500, we had 500 tickets sold in Cape Town, 500 tickets sold in Joburg.
Wow.
But it just grew so much quicker than we ever imagined. And it's because there's a desperation among women for community, because women are desperate to come together, but they kind of don't know how sometimes, and they feel awkward, and they're too busy comparing themselves to everybody on social media and like what's going on in the world. And, you know, just to have a woman kind of find her value in herself and to be able to tell a woman that you are enough, like you are equipped for whatever comes at you in life. A woman wants to hear that, but they don't always do with what's going on in our world.
Is there a way that you've managed to continue this during lockdown? Because I would imagine that the need is actually even greater. We're seeing so much pressure on women, especially during this time.
Yes, so we've been hosting. We've pivoted to virtual events,
right?
Which has been amazing, but nothing like the.
And it can't be because like the connection is so
the
important.
The community, But yeah, I mean, you know, we know it's temporary, so we have pivoted to online events. So we've got a great Women's Day event coming up on the 8th of August, which we're super excited about.
Right.
And then we host them, and then all of them, like we have a workout with all of them as well. So there's nothing better than a little bit of endorphins. So so then a little talk and then a little online workout as well.
Awesome.
I'm definitely attending.
Rachel, how do people get hold? How do our listeners get hold of you in terms of perhaps wanting to contribute to the foundation or get involved or just do something to assist?
Amazing. Yeah. So So we've got, I mean, of course, financial donations and then also volunteer forms, which have really come in handy. You know, doctors volunteering that we've been able to help. Like one of Grace's kids landed up in hospital and one of the doctors we saw had volunteered at that hospital on our website. So we actually connected the two, which worked out really well. Mm-hmm. But on www.kolisifoundation.org, for the foundation and social media, I think is easiest for everybody at the moment. And we've got social media pages on all platforms, Kolisi Foundation. And then, anything, RISE, www.risewoman.org.za.
That is absolutely fantastic. Rachel Kolisi, you and Sia are absolute inspirations. And I look forward to the day that I think one day they need to be in the president's office.